Bienvenidos a otro episodio de mi podcast Hablando de Más. Yo soy Liz Arreola y el día de hoy quiero hablar acerca de la gente introvertida, de los introvertidos que tenemos que vivir en una sociedad de extrovertidos, cómo navegarlo y cómo aceptar nuestra naturaleza sin tener que sentir la necesidad de competir con las personas extrovertidas y ser alguien que no somos. Yo necesito ayuda con esto y por eso he llamado a la persona introvertida más cool que conozco. Ella es Jessica Bolaños. Muchas gracias por estar aquí.
Thank you, Liz, for the invitation. I'm going to speak in English because this is my first language. Even though my parents are from Colombia, this is my comfort zone.
Lo bueno es de que our audience is bilingual and I'm more than happy to add captions. Bueno, la razón por la que conecté con Jessica fue porque hace algunas semanas yo posteé en mis redes sociales sobre el hecho de que me dio un ataque de pánico en el trabajo, ¿right? Y en el pasado también había sentido como que me querían venir ciertos ataques de ansiedad o de pánico, pero había podido controlarlos. Esta es la primera vez que literalmente it took over my body. I could not control it. And I couldn't breathe. My heart was in my throat. My voice was shaking. And I just simply started crying. Like, it is what it is. Y en el video que yo posteé en mis redes sociales hablando de esto, les platicaba de que yo naturalmente soy una persona introvertida, aunque muchas personas no me lo creen, porque obviamente I have been able to come up with coping mechanisms that has allowed me to ask my, natural introverted self para poder sobrevivir en the media that I work in, right? O sea, most people in media are not necessarily introverts, especially not in radio. Maybe a little more like in journalism and that area, you can find more introverted people, but specifically in radio, most people are the complete opposite of introverted. They're like extroverts at another level, right? And so all through my career, I have felt kind of like I stick out like a sore thumb because everyone around me is like this high energy personality. And so I became very self-aware and very self-conscious that I was different. So throughout, as the years went by in this career, I had learned how to fake it, right? But I don't know if it's because I'm older or it's because I'm going to therapy now that I just cannot do it anymore. And I find it harder and harder the older I get to even try to hide it. Like, I don't want to hide it anymore. Y justamente tú me estabas platicando de que we shouldn't have to. And I know you worked in media at some point, and I know you mentioned to me that you also went through a phase where you felt you had to mask it and hide it. Can you tell me a little bit about that part of your life?
So I didn't really know what that word was back then. I didn't know
Right.
introvert, extrovert. Even
Same.
if I heard it, I probably didn't think twice. So like I didn't really know what was happening. I didn't know, like I wasn't purposely masking, I wasn't purposely being somebody else. But it is obvious, like when you're an introvert, that everybody else is so not everybody, because honestly, like 50% of the population is introverts. And I didn't know that either until I got older. But yeah, in media, it was weird because I've never been like the one that I was not on the mic that much. I mean, I did do like, I helped with the morning show, but it was traffic. And so there was like a script and I didn't really have to think or, and I had it in front of me and there was no people. And so it was just my friends around and I never got like the same symptoms. And then like, but people would tell me the same thing. Like when I started learning about introversion and started saying like, oh, I'm an introvert, and I started staying at home more, people that I didn't know from media back then, they would be like, you're not an introvert. You're always out. You're always out and like dancing on stages and doing things on stage. And I'm like, but the more I thought about it, it was like, but I was on the stage and nobody was up there with me. Like it was better for me to be on stage. dancing where nobody could even mess with me. Mm-hmm. In the crowd, it was like way worse. But I didn't really know all of this stuff until later. And I started purposely doing it. So yeah, I was living life and, you know.
When did you become aware of it?
Probably when I was like 23, 22. And that was whenever I was in college. So like, I was a non-traditional college student because I was in college after high school, but then I had dropped out and I started working in marketing and media entertainment. And then when I went back, I was like 22, 23, and I would get horrible migraines, like to the point where, because I didn't know back then still, this is how I found out. I didn't know why it was happening to me. Like the symptoms started getting worse and like people drain you, like literally physically drain you mm-hmm. to the point where I was in college, like in the entrepreneurship program, you were there all day, pretty much every day. Even when you didn't have class, you were there. And so by the time like I got there and I was doing all this stuff nonstop, I would get these migraines and I would go to the hospital. They were doing CAT scans to try to figure out what it was. Nothing ever showed anything. And so like, I mean, they almost kicked me out of the program because they're like, can you even handle this? Are you okay? Are you sick? We didn't know. And then Nelson was my husband. He was the one who showed me the TED Talk with Susan Cain. That was The Power of Introverts. And after I listened to that TED Talk, like everything was like clear. That's when I really found out what that means, that I didn't have to do that. Like half of the world is like this and everything changed after that. And that was in my senior year of college where I finally stopped pretending or trying to be like extrovert.
And what was it in the TED Talk that made you have that sort of epiphany?
Just hearing somebody else talk about it. I mean, because obviously like introverts don't talk when we don't have to. They're especially mm-hmm. not going to try to get on stage. And so that was the first time I've even heard it.
And there are so many of us that are hiding it.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. I wouldn't even have known to relate to these people, right? Mm-hmm. So, but when I heard her saying some stories like when she was a little girl and when she went to like summer camp and what her idea of summer camp was, you know, a bunch of girls in the cabin reading books at night and like bonding over books. And then she brought like a suitcase full of books. And when she got there, it was like totally the opposite. They were trying to make them do a bunch of social stuff. She tried to open her book and they like, you know, discouraged her from doing that. And so she like hid the suitcase full of books under her bed for the rest of the camp. And like, so that one of those stories like that, where I was like,
you connected with.
Yeah. I didn't never do that because it's discouraged, but yeah, just hearing like, okay, somebody else is going through this. And
one of the hardest things of talking to people about being an introvert or the fact that certain social settings give me anxiety, right? One of the hardest things is having people say that it's a reflection of insecurity, right? That clearly you're anxiety, social anxiety, because you don't feel confident about yourself or you're insecure about yourself. And those were some of the comments that I received in my posts when I posted about being an introvert and, you know, having anxiety. But I don't agree with it because, you know, because in the video I said, I don't get anxiety when I'm around like the audience, right? Or the listeners or the people that follow me when I meet them, because their energy is different. It has a lot to do with energy, at least for me. And so when I meet the audience or I'm interacting with the audience, I don't have that anxiety. I don't feel like I can't breathe. It feels easy to me. But when I said that I'm with my peer, around my peers or people in the business is what I really meant when I said my peers, I do get that, you know, it more so now than before. I feel like before it was almost easier for me. But like I said, the older I get, it's like either just my body rejects me wanting to fake it or whatever it is. But I start feeling very self-aware that socially it doesn't come easy to me. So people say, oh, it's because you feel less than them. You know, that was one of the comments. Es porque te sientes menos, right? And it's like, I don't feel less than them. Like, I'm confident in my talent. I'm confident in my work. I'm confident in my intelligence. And I know that I'm an intelligent and I am a good communicator, you know? So I know that those are not, that is not an insecurity in me. Being able to find the right words so that people can understand that just because you're an introvert or, you know, you get social anxiety sometimes does not automatically mean that you are an insecure person. Of course, every human being has insecurities. We all have our insecurities in different areas and they, you know, we reflect them in different ways. But being with my peers and the fact that I get that, you know, a little anxiety has nothing to do with the fact that I feel less than them or less talented or less intelligent. It's just that I am in a social setting that normally consists of extroverts with high levels of energy. And normally, most people in media have this certain high level of energy that completely drains me. And so that's why I said, this normally happens to me when I'm around my peers. And so I think that that's one of the reasons that so many introverts fake it and hide it and suppress it and just fight against it, because you know that so many people view it as you're insecure, you're shy. I'm not shy. I'm just not an extrovert. But for some people, that's just one and the same. How would you explain it to someone that, you know, doesn't get it?
I've tried explaining this, but I don't know if they have to be really open to understanding. Like, even my husband took years to understand, and he's an open person. He likes to learn. He's understanding of things, but he's just, it's not natural for people that don't experience this or like feel this stuff to get it. So I usually talk about, what you're talking about, the energy drain. But the processing time is another big thing that I talk about, because I notice, like, when I'm talking to extroverts, they're really fast. And if you don't answer really fast, it's like they get anxiety or something, or they start talking again and move on.
They get frustrated with you.
Or something, or they need to, like Nelson, sometimes before he understood all this, he felt like he needed to fill in the empty space. Like, he didn't know to give me time to, like, but I'm processing, and then I'll answer after that. But like, so once he knew, and like once extroverts do know that, they do give you time, you know, when they understand, like some people don't give a damn. So like there's some adults even that know about this, but they just, they don't care. They're just like, some of my professors were like that. They would ask me a question, and then if I was too slow to answer, they just walk off. Like, they don't even want to wait for me. So I always talk about processing time. Like, it's like your, this is, might be a bad example, but it's like your old computer, like, you know, the processing time is like way slower. We'll get there, but it's not like 2023 high tech stuff.
Right.
And it's not that we're dumb or like, you know, mentally slower. It's just, it's like you're creating a lot of connections with everything. So when I say something, or when I hear somebody say something, I'm like, in the back of my mind, I'm connecting it to like all this different stuff. Have you seen those memes where it's like all the math? That's how it feels like. Whereas like when Nelson describes, whenever he's talking, he doesn't do all that. He doesn't make deep connections with like everything that people are thinking or saying. He just instantly, you know, responds to whatever that one thing is. So that's why it takes so long for me to like process, and a lot of introverts to process, because we're not just like service level, unless we feel like we have to, and we're masking, and then we're trying really hard to just blurt out something so that you can have a say.
And then I say the dumbest thing. And then, because you didn't take that time to process it, that's exactly what I do. What you just described, because you're trying to mask it, especially in those social settings, especially media kind of events, where I so desperately want to hide it, that I do that precisely. Instead of processing and thinking, I'll want to say something to fill up the space so that they can know that I am, you know, I'm socializing, I'm right there with them. And then you're like, oh my God, why did I say that? And then you become more awkward than normal, right? And I also think that the extroverts that love us, they almost want to protect us, right? Especially when we're out in social settings, that they want to jump in and speak for us.
Yeah.
Because they know they don't want you to be flustered or stressed, or and because they love you and they see you. I think of my friend Ellie, that she's, you know, my extrovert. And so I know that she does that. So when she knows me so well that she can, even if I'm trying to mask it or fake it, she can see it that I'm struggling, right? And that I've got conversations happening in my head, like, come on, like, smile, look, what are they doing? You know, don't take a sip of your cup. Like, you know, because you're wanting to imitate socially what's happening, right? Because it doesn't come naturally to me, at least. And I know that every introvert is different, right? There's levels of introversion, you know? And so your level of introversion is different than mine. And because I've masked it a different way and because we've gone about it differently, we react to things differently, right? So not every introvert is going to be the same, but you know, I'm lucky that my extrovert, you know, knows me so well that she'll see and she can recognize that I'm struggling and I'm having these conversations in my head, and she'll step in and save me, right? So I and sometimes it's good and sometimes it's not, because they don't give you the time to, like you said, process and interact in what feels natural to you.
Yeah, I had that happen, especially my husband would do that. And I ended up later on, like after years of this, I started telling him, like, let me talk for myself. Like, even if I take longer, just let me do it, because it's not the same. And yeah, you end up, it makes you, I feel like it makes me feel weirder. Like, why is he, and people have even said that, like, why is he talking for her? And I don't want people to think that either. Like, I can't talk. So yeah, I know they're trying to like help us, but yeah, it depends on, especially in the business situation, we're partners in business. So we're co-founders in the business. And so like, it was always awkward. And so we've had a conversation back and forth about this, especially like when we go to a business thing and they're like, hey, everybody is going to introduce yourself. You go around the table. And then I'm starting to get this like fast heartbeat. He knows.
Yeah, I know.
And so at the beginning, like depending on where we were sitting, like if it was going to be him first, then he would like accidentally almost introduce me too. And then it's worse because now I have the, what am I going to say now? Like the one thing maybe I would have thought of,
yeah,
it's gone. So now like, no, he knows, don't even say anything about her. Just talk about himself. Let me do my thing. Unless I tell him, like after this year actually got worse, the heart palpitation thing, because in March I got COVID and now like I was left with long COVID and all of my, like everything physical has changed in me, and like I'm allergic to everything, I'm sensitive to everything, and the heart palpitations got way worse, like really bad. It feels like I'm about to have a heart attack. Even not even like public speaking, like when I first noticed that it happened was when I started going back into public, when I started feeling better, and we were just recording other people speaking, and there was a Q&A at the end of one of the panels. And all I was doing was like taking the mic and giving it to other people. But there was one moment where I had a question, and like, this has never happened to me before, but like, I wanted to ask the speakers a question, and it was all being filmed and it was a crowd. But as soon as the idea came in my head that I had a question, my heart started doing the crazy, like hard, really hard. I thought I was going to have a heart attack. I asked the question, but then I was like, I'm never doing that again. I did not know that it got worse. And so now, like, I would tell Nelson, like anybody that would invite us to do a speaking thing, because we used to do speaking things all the time. And I barely started to do them again because I didn't know if that was going to happen to me again. If I know that I'm speaking, I didn't want that to happen. And so I would, before we would go anywhere, I would tell him, like, hey, if they're going to go around the table, or if there's a moment where I might be speaking, like, please help me out, because, and that wasn't like that before. So now I'm going back to please help me out until I feel normal again. It's not regulated, normal, I guess, to have the heart thing, but
no. And I think it's a very common thing for introverts to have anxiety. I mean, I'm no doctor, but I think because we're constantly fighting this, and this is affecting our nervous system because it's it causes stress because, like you mentioned to me in our messaging, you know, we live in a society that benefits extroverts. And so we introverts have to somehow survive in this. And, you know, when you were describing your palpitation and the anxiety we're getting, that's exactly what happened to me when I had that anxiety attack at work. I knew I wanted to say something. And the moment I knew I wanted to say something was when my heart started beating just out of control. And you would have thought, if you are going through this crisis and you are feeling your heart palpitating in your throat and you already feel like you can't breathe, why the hell did you speak? Like, you know, but I think I kept telling myself, Liz, you do this for a living. Like, what the heck is happening? Because I'm so used to masking and I'm so used to faking it. And I do it all the time. Why couldn't I do it now? And so I'm like, no, as soon as I open my mouth, I know that I'm going to just control it because I have experience. This is what I do. So I was like, no, as soon as I open my mouth, I have to control it. There's no way I'm going to lose control. And I opened my mouth and my voice was like going like that, like tremble. I was just trembling. And because I heard my voice that I couldn't control the trembling of my voice, I just, my entire body, tears and tears and tears started coming out and I couldn't speak. I could not stop crying.
When you were talking, it reminded me like you have some like neurodivergent, this is like neurodivergent language here.
Yeah, I have ADHD.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. I mean, I think that's part of it as yeah. Well, there's a lot of different levels and a lot of different like on the spectrum.
I feel like I'm a little autistic, to be honest.
That's part of it.
Yeah, because my brain is already neurodivergent because of my ADHD. So and people that are neurodivergent have a really hard time in social settings, and I do. But at the same time, I will entertain you behind a microphone.
So how do you feel when you're around other people like you? When it's not, there's no issue with the extroverts, there's no, and then it's all introverts. Then what happens?
Then I feel like I have to be the extrovert. Does that happen to you or no? Then I feel like I have to step, like if I feel that, it just depends on what you're asking specifically. If I'm at an event and people are shy or introverted, right? Then I feel like, okay, let me step up and I'm going to be the social person here. That's one version. But if you're asking, if I'm in a social setting where I'm with people that I'm comfortable with and their energy is right and I have no issues, then yes, then it's wonderful. It's easy. It's easy. Nothing's happening in my mind. I'm just relaxed. I don't even think about it. It just happens. You know?
No, I was talking about the first one. So like, not your friends, not people you're comfortable.
Right.
When you business, you got to walk into a place and then it's just introverts.
I feel like I have to take charge. Yeah. When I,
so you mask anyways, even with the people that you shouldn't even have to mask.
Because I want to make them feel comfortable. Like I want them to feel like, let me help you not feel so awkward because I feel like I know what you're feeling. So I want to help you not feel awkward. So let me step up and, you know, put on the show, you know, does that happen to you or no?
Yeah, but I don't know. Now I don't really feel the need to fill that space. Even if it's like all introverts, sometimes I take advantage of the fact that there's no extroverts and I'm like, none of these people actually want to talk. So I'm just going to chill too. And we're all just going to be here not saying anything. But no, I know what you mean. Like if it's something where I'm hosting something or like I'm part of an organization. And
right.
Then
that's what I was thinking of when I answered like that question.
I have to, I'm usually there's at least one extrovert there. So I don't really often have to make myself do that, but I do know what you're talking about. Or if they make you sit at a table and there's assigned seating or something, like at the galas and all that, then it gets awkward. So
I was invited to go to a gala yesterday, but they only offered me one ticket. Okay. So going to the gala, if I had a guest, would be hard enough, right? But going to the gala by myself, where I would definitely need to socialize. I thought at this moment, the way my nervous system is and the fact that I just had a panic attack less than a month ago, I don't trust that I can mask and I don't want to. I had all the intentions of doing it, right? I thought, you know what? Just go. Because I had the panic attack, my psychiatrist prescribed me some low-grade pills for whenever I felt a panic attack coming. I'm like, just bring the bottle with you just in case and you'll be fine. And the day came, and even yesterday, I'm like, okay, I'm going to try it. I'm going to do it. And the closer it got to the time for me to start getting ready, I'm like, yeah, I don't need to do that to myself. I'm not going to go. it's hard because you're in a business where you're supposed to create relationships and nourish those relationships and grow those relationships. I just wanted to talk behind the microphone and listen to music when I got into this business, you know. My goal was being able to interview my favorite bands. That's why I wanted to be a radio DJ. But I didn't realize all the complexities that come behind it in this career. And it's been a struggle. And I'm 47 years old now. And I don't want to. I already did the work. You know, like, I've been in this business 27 years. Like, I think I'm allowed a little awkwardness in networking events, you know, not having to be the person to entertain or filling in silent moments. I don't want to anymore. And I'm tired of it. And I want people to know that more people than they think are introverted and more people than they imagine have anxiety. I mentioned that in one of my videos where I pointed out a lot of like celebrities that openly talk about having anxiety or panic attacks. And it's a lot of them. And you were mentioning to me that you were reading up on how many public people or celebrities are actually introverted. So,
yeah.
Add us to the
list. I don't
think
that you need to go to the networking events. Honestly, like, you can, because I know some people still try to say like, no, but I want to push myself. And that's fine. I don't even argue with those people. Like, maybe they'll come around one day and realize they don't really have to. But there are other ways. When I started meeting other introvert CEOs, like very successful ones, and I realized like they found other ways, I started looking at those other ways too. So like, and then my partner, he's an extrovert, so we work totally differently. If we're gonna go to a conference, we do totally different things. He'll go and he'll do the social thing. He'll talk to all these people, make friends, you know, pass around business cards, connect on LinkedIn. And I don't do any of that anymore, like, because I'll just drain myself and nothing will come out of it. So my tactic is different. Before I go to the conference, I'm looking up all the speakers. I'm looking up attendees if I can. And I find the people before I go that I actually want to connect with. And then that's all I do. That's my goal. I'm not trying to talk to anybody. If somebody talks to me, that's fine. But I don't get the anxiety of like, oh no, I need to network. And because that's how it was in school. And that's when I was at my worst and got put in the hospital, because they would tell us, no, if we go somewhere and you sit next to somebody that you know, we're going to get mad at you and you need to go and be hanging out with other people that you don't know. That gives me anxiety. So like, now, no, I don't do any of that now that I know better. You just had to find your other ways. I connect with people all the time online. It's way less draining, you know? Yeah. So, I mean, I know you're part of a larger organization, so they want you to go out there and do the things. So I don't really know how you can navigate that without like saying, like, I mean, boundaries, if that's a thing in there.
Yeah, I had no idea those existed. I'm barely learning about those too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, being in a business like mine, it's really hard, because especially when you are the on-air talent, right, or the personality, they expect you to be extroverted and be in constantly in the mode of entertainment. And so I always said, man, I wish I could just do my job. Like, I think I'm pretty good at communicating. I think I'm pretty good at getting my points across. I'm pretty good at storytelling, I feel like. And I always have an opinion about everything. And I turn on the mic so easily. And it just, to me, it feels so easy, right? I'm like, oh, man, if only I could just do that without having to do everything else. But in this business, it's you can't really, man. You can't. So I don't know. But like I said, the older I,
why
the older
not?
I
Hold
get.
On. Wait on what? That. Why can't you? I mean, because it's like you're Beyonce right now. Like she did the thing. Now she's older. Now she won't do anything. She's not going to do an interview because no, she's an introvert. She's going to do her thing. And that's all you get.
Because in my business, we constantly selling ourselves to the client. And because you want to get the endorsements, because that's how you make a living. You know, you want to get the endorsements. You have to go host the events. And in order for the client to choose you, they have to like you. And in order for them to like you, you have to woo them. And if I don't do that, I'm very, very likely not going to get enough clients and I won't be able to pay my bills. My job is not just the creative part. My job is also selling myself. And when you have coworkers or, you know, and people from there's six stations in my company who are naturally extroverted or who are natural at wooing, and you have to compete with that.
Do you though?
Oh, it's hard, huh?
Do you though? Do you have to compete with it? I mean, yeah. Because if you think, if 50% of us are like this and everybody's being like an extrovert, wouldn't you get more if you were just yourself?
Right.
Because like the introverts, I feel like extroverts are definitely going to connect with the extroverts, mm-hmm. but the introverts also connect more with the introverts. So when I see another introvert out in the crowd and I have to connect with people, like I connect most of the time with the introverts more. Mm-hmm. So if there's no options for the introvert clients, like they're just going to pick, you know, whoever probably talked to them first, whoever's wooing them, I guess. But what happens if you just act like yourself, the introvert? Mm-hmm. You don't think like the 50% of those clients will come to you?
Maybe. I guess my fear is to come off as not interested, you know, to come, because a lot of times people fuse interest with being stuck up, right? Because we are not super social, we don't talk, and so people don't understand that, and they're just like, oh, she's so stuck up, she's not even trying, like she, you know, that a client might view it as, oh, she didn't even try, like she's not even interested in making a good impression, or she's not, you know.
Do you think about that, like about other people when you see other introverts and they're not talking to you? Do you think like, oh, no, she's stuck up, or he's stuck up, or he's not even trying?
I don't. I feel for them. And so I almost want to make their social setting more comfortable when I notice someone who is introverted that might be struggling.
That's why I ask all these questions, because like when I started acting like myself, I realized more and more like it helped every time confirm like, yeah, I don't need to do that. They're going to be buddy buddies over there. And mm-hmm. my buddy buddies are over here. Like I meet them where the snacks are or where the dog is or mm-hmm. where all the low-key stuff is happening. I think you're right. Like the extroverts might think what you're saying, mm-hmm. but I don't think the introverts are going to think that way about you, because right. we don't think of that way about them. We understand each other, you know, silently.
Yes. Silently. What's your advice, or what's the message you want to leave people with today?
Watch that TED Talk, for sure. Both introverts and extroverts, because everybody has introverts in their lives, mm-hmm. especially like moms, dads. Dads aren't, I don't think I've seen dads as much, but moms for sure, they are way more worried about their introvert kids. Mm-hmm. But like, just, you would be doing everybody a huge favor and like helping them with their lives if you just understand. I'm talking to the extroverts now, like introverts understand each other, but not even, because like I said, you don't even know until you're adult. You're like 47. You're still trying to understand. I'm turning 40 in 2 days. I'm still like barely talking about this out loud. So that's what I would say. Just like watch Susan Cain's TED Talk first, Power of Introverts. She also has a book for anybody who likes to read. It's called Quiet. What is it? The Power of Introverts in a World That Can't Stop Talking. So if you like to read, that's a good one. I even got my mom this book in Spanish so she could understand more. She hasn't read it. She read like a quarter of it and then put it down. But yeah, I talked to my therapist. She said the same thing. Like her introvert child also tried to get her to read some stuff like that. And now she feels bad because hearing me talk about it. So yeah, just talking about it. So to the introverts, talk about it, educate over and over. It might get tiring, but like, if it's the people that you love, I think it's worth having that conversation, especially your spouse. Your spouse should definitely understand. If he or she doesn't, then I don't know, maybe you need another person, but that's what I would say. Learn for yourself and others.
And what I want to say is that I want to be comfortable in my introversion. Because after I posted that video, and you know, I normally don't think too much before posting. Part of my ADHD, my impulsivity, which is both a virtue and a defect. So when I post things or opinions or things, I don't normally think about it too much because I'm impulsive. But I kind of thought it a lot before talking about having a panic attack and really talking about how I'm an introvert, because I had been repressing that. And that was my biggest fear, for people to realize that I was socially awkward like that. You know, I'm sure a lot of people notice. I can't hide it that well either.
I know you do. You do. I had no idea.
I'm like, oh, good. And that's why when I mentioned that I'm an introvert, people are like, no, you're not. But yeah. So I thought a lot about before posting it, because I knew that I was going to get a lot of judgment. And I knew that people weren't going to understand. But I want to be vulnerable, you know, and I want to be real, because I feel like being honest this way and being a person who is public, is going to help other people that also struggle the way we do. And after posting that video, I got so many DMs, like private DMs, because of course introverts are not going to leave the comments publicly. I got so many DMs telling me, thanking me for talking about it, and then telling me there's different times they had panic attacks, or you know, that they've been struggling with this all their life, or that they never imagined that I was going through the same thing. And so they felt so seen. Mm-hmm. And so I want to commit to not repress it and to express it more, even if people are not going to understand and are going to categorize me as insecure. Like I said in another one of my videos, an insecure person is not going to be vulnerable in a social platform. Vulnerabilities for brave people, but I want to talk about it more, and I want people to know that that it's a struggle, but it doesn't have to be. And I'm learning, and having people like Jessica that you can bounce ideas from and talk to, someone who's ahead in the process than you are, that you can learn from, and I think it's so helpful. So I'm going to continue to talk about it, and hopefully it helps somebody that might be watching or listening to this podcast. So thank you so much, Jessica, for first of all reaching out to me and all your advice that you gave me when you messaged me after those posts. And thank you so much for accepting to come to this podcast.
Thank you so much. And it's awesome because you do have a bigger platform than most people that are talking about this. There is an introvert community online, which I hope you found already. And, you know, now you can contribute to that whole community. It's TikTok and Instagram. It's amazing because, you know, you learn from each other, and yeah, you do feel seen, and it's not as weird, and it helps you be more of yourself and not care about like what other people are thinking, because they're going to think what they think anyway, no matter what you do. So Right. Thank you for having this conversation. And for having me on to talk about it with you.
Well, thank you so much. Hopefully you guys found the information useful. I'm going to obviously post the information of the TED Talk, and I'm going to obviously post the information of the book. I'm going to tag Jessica if you guys want to go follow her. She's amazing. And I'll see you next time. This is Hablando de Más.